Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to move the second item and the sixth item, Americana Bayside and Harper's Glen, to the conclusion of old business.
A second.
Okay, with those changes, the agenda has been moved and seconded as amended. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is the approval of the minutes of the April 28, 2022 meeting.
And Mr. Chairman, unless anyone had any changes, they would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of April 28, 2022.
A second.
The move and seconded to approve the minutes of the April 28, 2022 meeting. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, on to other business. Our first item of other business is site plan number 2135, Millsboro Fire Company Substation, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the adaptive reuse of the existing structures on the site as a fire company substation for the Millsboro Fire Company. The Sussex County Council approved this use through conditional use CU 2314 at their meeting of Tuesday, November 30th, 2021, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2816. Property is located on the northeast corner of Lewis Road, Sussex County Road 409, and Millsboro Highway Route 30. The applicant's final site plan complies with Sussex County zoning code and all conditions of approval. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential. It is tax parcel district 133, map 20.00, parcel 17.16. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this plan can be considered for final approval.
Mr. Chair, with regards to S21-35, Millsboro Fire Company Substation, I make a motion to approve the final site plan.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve site plan S21-35 Millsboro Fire Company Substation as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 2214, Long Neck Sherwin Williams.
Brazier's Pest Control.
It is Brazier's. I'm sorry. I was right. I skipped the wrong one. Okay, let's try this again. Next item is site plan 21-07, Brazier's Pest Control, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of two 9,150 square foot storage buildings, parking, and other site improvements. Two standard size loading spaces are included, as well as a stormwater management pond to the rear of the property. The buildings are proposed to support vehicle storage and other light warehousing uses for the pest control business. The property is located on the southwest side of Zion Church Road, Route 20. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning district is CR1 Commercial Residential District, and it is tax parcel District 533, map 11.00, parcel 6.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desired to act favorably on this plan, final approvals are requested to be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Brazier's Pest Control, S21-07, with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan number 21-07, Brazier's Pest Control, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 22-14, Long Neck Sherwin-Williams, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Rowan Lane 21 LLC for the proposed addition of a one-story 4,000 square foot retail store, associated parking, and other site improvements. Property is located on the west side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The preliminary plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Zoning is C1, General Commercial Zoning District. Tax parcel is District 234, map 23.00, parcel 180.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desired to act favorably on this plan, final approvals are requested to be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan 22-14 for Long Neck Sherwin-Williams, with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan number 2214, Long Neck Sherwin-Williams, as a preliminary, with the final site plan approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2004-17, the Villages at Red Mill Pond South, revised amenities plan.
This is a revised amenities plan for the construction of a 1,600 square foot clubhouse, 2,040 square foot pickleball court, a 1,500 square foot pool, as well as parking related improvements to be located within the existing subdivision of the Villages at Red Mill Pond South. The property is located on the north side of Deerwood Lane. The final subdivision plan for the Villages of Red Mill Pond South was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, August 15th, 2007. The applicant has submitted a letter of support from current homeowners within the development, which contains signatures from 30 of the 48 current homeowners. All other lots are currently developer-owned and controlled. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel district 334, map 5.00, parcel 170.00. Zoning is AR1, agricultural residential district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this plan can be considered for preliminary approval with final by staff.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the revised amenities plan for 2004-17, the Villages at Red Mill Pond South, with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2004-17, the Villages at Red Mill Pond South, revised amenities plan with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 2203, Steiner Road Industrial Park. Requested determination as to whether a permitted use.
Pursuant to the staff's review of the preliminary site plan for the site, the applicant has requested the Planning and Zoning Commission review the type and nature of the proposed uses at the site in terms of section 115-110, permitted uses and potentially hazardous uses as described in section 115-110C. The preliminary plan proposes for industrial uses to include the following as described in the plan: a concrete central mixing and proportioning plant and a building materials and building materials recycling and sorting facility. Prior to any determination by the director under section 115-111, the applicant has requested for commission to consider if the proposed uses may be categorized under similar, quote unquote, similar industrial uses as listed in 115-110C. The parcel is located on the east side of Steiner Road, Sussex County Road 320, approximately 1,060 feet south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The zoning district is HI1, Heavy Industrial District, and the tax parcels are District 135, map 16.00, parcels 23.05 and 23.06.
And Mr. Chairman, to assist with this, the staff thought it would be helpful to have the applicant's exhibits up on the screen. And should there be any questions, we also have a copy of the zoning code, actually, specifically in relation to the HI1 heavy industrial district, in case the commission wishes to go through those permitted uses. This is something that's slightly different to a site plan, Mr. Chairman, in that this is a rather technical question before the commission as to whether the use described by the applicant in their submittal is similar to those permitted uses in the HI1 heavy industrial zoning district. I would just draw to the commission's attention that any use permitted in LI1 and hence any use permitted in LI2 is also permitted in the heavy industrial zoning district. So that would be the starting point of the commission's discussion as to whether the use being described by the applicant in this particular case is similar to any of those permitted uses. And the specific section that the staff have been talking to the applicant about is if a use is not specifically listed as being permitted, there are a list of uses in the heavy industrial zoning district, where the commission can make a determination that it is similar to a listed permitted use and is therefore permitted. Now, the reason for this, and there is some significant background to this, Mr. Chairman, is that the staff have been discussing with the applicant as to whether the use being described is potentially within the potentially hazardous uses section of the heavy industrial zoning districts. But prior to making a determination on that, the applicant has specifically requested that this use be brought to the commission because the applicant believes that the use is similar to those that are permitted in the heavy industrial zoning district, if that makes sense.
And the relief would be if you all determine that it's not similar to the uses that are listed, then they have to go to the Board of Adjustment for a hearing on that for a determination.
Now, what we have on the screen, Mr. Chairman, to assist is the applicant has done an excellent job of describing the use and the innate characteristics of the use. In particular, they've gone to some detail in terms of the materials that are proposed to be received on this site, and although they're not receiving any hazardous material, the materials to be accepted as part of this use: wood, concrete, cardboard, metals, drywall, green waste, plastics, brick, block, and asphalt and dirt. And then the applicant does an excellent job of describing how those materials are to be received at the site and how they're processed and the machinery involved. And then, you know, the various processes that are operated, and then what the end result is at the end of that process, and how those individual materials are separated and extracted. So it's
dirty and loud.
But it's also HI, the zoning.
Yes, right. Right. So
it sort of allows dirty and loud.
Which exactly, yeah.
Because it talks about
it. I think we're okay.
I think we're all right. Yeah.
Wasn't one of the zoning permits permissible things crushing aggregate?
We have to start back in LI1 and LI2 because those list of uses that are permitted in LI1 and LI2 were also allowed in heavy industrial zoning districts. Now the applicant in their submittal didn't. I couldn't identify in the submittal any specific quote from any of the permitted uses.
Yeah, that's my question is what use are they alleging to be similar to? And I don't think they actually address that.
I couldn't see that in the letter. It would have been helpful for our attention to be specifically drawn to a specific use. Now, I understand if that is the sole factual question, Mr. Chairman. I understand that their representative is present. Because otherwise we'd have to go through sort of line by line and scan down the list to see if any of the permitted uses fit, and then we have to move back into HI1 zoning district and go down that list of permitted uses.
I mean, but you can weed some out because it talks about an HI1. I didn't go back to LI1 or LI2, but it talks about uses involving the manufacture, compounding, processing, packaging, or treatment, and then it goes on to talk about adhesives, but not glue or size of manufacturer. That may not apply. Brick, fire brick, and clay products. Concrete products or central mixing and proportioning plants.
It covers it then.
Yeah, it talks about, galvanizing or plating and hot dip. That's not really a glass and glass products. Paper and paperboard from paper machine only, but not pulp mills. Sawmills, including cooperage and stock mills, stone products, but not crushing or grinding, structural iron and steel fabrication, wallboard and plaster, building insulation and composting, or excuse me, and composition flooring, and some other things. But the key is, and it, you know, a couple phrases in that section, it's anything that involves the manufacture, compounding, processing, packaging, or treatment of those products. And anything that you determine as similar industrial uses, which are not likely to be any more offensive in noise, vibration, dust, heat, smoke, odor, glares, or other objectionable influences than those things specifically permitted. In other words, if you think it's sort of outside of those guardrails, then it goes to the Board of Adjustment. If you're okay with it, then they move on.
It does say, though, not crushing. The one sentence you just read.
It talks about concrete products or central mixing and proportioning plants, but then it says with regard to stone products, but not crushing or grinding. So, and that's in the HI1. Like I said, I didn't go back and look
crushing
at the LI.
The most relevant is the highlighted one in LI2.
That would be crushing stone.
That one line, though, does kind of make it word of this one.
Because what it talks about in the actual, when you look at the potentially hazardous uses, which requires a bit of adjustment, that does list the ones that have to go to the Board of Adjustment, minerals and earths, including sand and gravel, quarrying, extracting, grinding, crushing, and processing. So there's that one that it says is potentially hazardous.
Let's go to the board.
Can I make that motion? Okay.
So how do I make a motion to send it to the Board of Adjustment?
So the Mr. Robertson, correct me if I'm wrong, the determination is to whether it is similar or not similar to any permitted uses in the HI1 zoning district. If it's not similar, then it would automatically go to the Board of Adjustment.
I think your motion is, if your goal is to have it go to the Board of Adjustments, would be that we find that it is not similar to a permitted use.
Yeah, I would say it's not similar to a permitted use as defined in Section 115-110C of the Sussex County Zoning Code.
I'm glad I said that. Yeah, that's exactly what there I was. Yeah, that's my motion.
I second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to determine that the use requested is not similar, as noted in the motion for site plan number 22-03 Steiner Road Industrial Park. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Not one of my more eloquent recitations of a motion, but I think it'll do for now.
We don't come to this one a lot. So.
Our next item is the land of Anton Balakin, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision and lot line adjustment of existing lots into one lot and residual lands off a proposed 50-foot ingress-egress easement. Existing lot 2 contains 5.91 acres plus or minus. Lot 3 contains 4.74 acres plus or minus. Lot 4 contains 5.33 acres plus or minus. And the proposed lot 1 consists of 6.84 acres plus or minus. The property is located on the northwest side of Beaver Dam Road, Route 23. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. This tax parcel, District 234, map 6.00, parcel 6.01. The zoning is an AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this plan can be considered for preliminary and preliminary approval and final by staff.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Anton Balakin, with final to be by staff upon receipt of all agency approval.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Anton Balakin, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of Howe and Bell, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement. I guess you couldn't say Bell and Howe.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 13.68 acre plus or minus parcel of land into three lots and residual lands off of a proposed 50-foot ingress-egress easement. Proposed lot 1 consists of 0.85 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot 2 consists of 0.75 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot 3 consists of 2.28 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands consists of 7.97 acres plus or minus. The property is located on the southeast side of Hudson Road, Sussex County Road 258. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcels, District 235, map 22.00, parcel 21.00, and District 235, map 22.00, parcel 21.02. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. If the commission desires to act favorably on this plan, final approvals are requested to be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Howe and Bell with final to be by staff.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Howe and Bell with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, next item is lands of Dennis J. and Pauline McGuno. Minor subdivision off of a 24-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 4.191 acre plus or minus parcel of land into one lot and residual lands off of a proposed 24-foot ingress egress easement. Proposed lot one consists of 0.753 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands consists of 3.438 acres plus or minus. The property is located on the north side of Johnson Road, Sussex County Road 207. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 330, map 15.13, parcel 12.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this plan can be considered for preliminary approval with final by staff.
Mr. Chairman, I move for final approval of the minor subdivision off 24-foot easement for lands of Denise J. and Pauline M. McGuinnell.
Just one second on that. Jamie has a question on it.
Mr. Chairman, and it doesn't affect the subdivision, but it might trigger the need for variance if that one shed is to remain. We just staff prior to stamping any plan would just make sure that that shed either it complies with the building setback line, is relocated. As you see, there's a number of sheds on this parcel, and the parcel is large enough to relocate. We would just, prior to stamping, make sure that there is no need for a variance, because the creation of this lot line is essentially 9.3 feet from the lot line. So we would just check that. So. Thank you.
Based on Mr. Whitehouse, sure, concerns?
Yes, sir. Noted. Noted in the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 24-foot easement for lands of Dennis J. and Pauline M. Mignuno, with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Old business. Our first item of old business is an ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County, chapter